we go. Back on form.
There we go.
Apparently the people do not like it when I use my emotions to choose a playlist. We had, the tweets. I could not get out the door because the tweets were so piled up. It's like, you know, in films when they have a snowstorm and you can't get out the door.
Yeah.
And it's like, let me out! And you can't open the door. It was like that with tweets of complaints. They're like, Rob, you chose your emotion in your media. That's not what the people want. They want escapism.
Hey, media is an art form. Art form isn't used to express emotion.
I'm fine. I'm not even bitter. Like, that completely ruined my week.
It did as well.
So if anyone tweeted in last week, well done to you. You ruined my week!
Never mind.
You were one of them, Barry, actually.
I can't help victim in the victim right in, yeah, sorry.
Thank you very much.
A victim in this crime.
Thanks to Hebe, who did another cracking show.
H to the Hebe.
As I passed her on the way as we were kind of swapping seats in the studio, Hebe is just 17 years old, and we were talking about how old she makes everyone in the world feel. I opened the show, of course, with Empire State of Mind from Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, which you just heard. As I passed Hebe, she said, "Ah, this is another one I don't remember being released because I'm too young." It's not even that old! It's not even that old!
Well, it is 10 years. It's a decade old.
Really?
God, we're all old. Right, 11 minutes past 8. Good evening, Wandsworth Radio. It's Rob Wong live on air until 9 o'clock. We've got Rudd, as always.
Hello.
You alright?
I'm very well, thank
you.
Yeah,
good. We're joined as well by guest Daria.
Yay! Yeah. Hello.
Some more excited than that.
Yay!
And Nick as well.
Hi, I'm Hollandsworth. Hi. Hi, everyone.
So you guys normally do Sunday mornings.
Yes, we do. We are the early birds.
What time is your show and what is it about?
7 till 9, and we bring the sun into Sunday, don't we?
We do indeed.
Yes.
7 till 9 on
a Sunday.
Sunday
morning.
I mean, like, some days I can't be arsed on a Monday. At 8 p.m. I'm like, oh, I'm done. So how do you drag yourselves into the Wandsworth Radio Studios at 7 a.m.?
Dedication to the radio station, I think.
You've been doing it for a while as well, haven't you?
Yeah, over a year.
She's mad.
So you've just not had a lie-in on a Sunday for over a year?
I've had 3 days off.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yay!
So your show at the moment is going through this kind of craze of eating just weird stuff on a Sunday morning.
Yes, we have a segment called Food Adventurers.
Food Adventurers.
Yes,
I like
Adventures in Food.
And we're going to be sampling a bit of that later on today.
Oh, yes, you are. And it's vegan, in fact.
Okay, so I tried to get out of this because you were going to try and make me eat mango
flavored crickets. Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, I'm vegetarian, I can't. Yeah. Can't do it. Oh, that's a shame. But you've managed to find some suitable strange foods.
Yes.
What's this here?
Okay.
Do you want the list?
Yeah, go on then.
Give us a menu.
Let's see what we've got coming up, folks.
Slippery elm food.
Right, I don't know what that means.
You've been tweeting all week about slippery elm food. Like, what even is that? The title is completely nondescript.
Inner bark of the slippery elm tree.
Yeah, I'm out.
There you go. But yes, so obviously there are no elms in the UK due to Dutch elm disease, but this food is from America.
So is it powder?
It's powder. It's like cornstarch, and then you mix it in with milk, but I have mixed it in with soya milk for you to make it completely vegan. Oh, yes.
She has trapped you like a rat.
There is no excuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to be eating bits of tree.
Bits of tree, bits of nut. We've got activated pili nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, these actually look quite nice. I'm looking forward to these.
Okay, so shall I read you the description?
Go on, then.
Activated pili nuts are one of the most nutritionally packed and appetizing nuts on the planet. Drawn Wild offers the highest quality wild harvested, raw, vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO pili nuts available.
Everything.
We pre-sprout and dehydrate our pili nuts to preserve all the vital enzymes, minerals, and nutrients. This process breaks down complex starch, neutralizes the phytic acid found in all nuts and seeds, and ignites the life force of the nuts. Come on!
Sacred nuts. Sounded like when you're watching a science video at school.
Yeah.
The narration of a science video.
I can't wait to have my life force activated. My nuts. And what's the last one?
You've got a few more.
Oh, great.
You've got palitos, a chia quinoa snack.
Okay, I don't know what any of those words are, but I guess we'll find out. So stay tuned as we'll be trying some of those weird things on air. And Rudd's going to eat a cricket as well.
Yay!
I'm vegetarian, so I can't, sorry. You're in this on your own.
We'll be fine.
the Sunday morning team have just gone to get us some cups so they can brew up some slippery elm food.
Slippery elm food.
Which apparently is like porridge but tree bark. Can't wait. Stay tuned to hear us try some of their weird food contraptions in a little bit. But we're going to do Has It Aged Well this week?
Yes.
And it is a huge banger.
Huge.
Huge banger. Here they come, Sunday morning. Sleepy sound of them.
They're very... They're very subtle.
Can you imagine waking up to that? Hi! Nothing, dear.
Come on in.
They found some cups. We're going to brew some slippery... Oh, I've not got
any. Are we doing this now?
No, let's do Has It Aged Well.
Oh, yeah.
And then while that track is on, you can brew up some slippery elm food and we'll have a little go.
Yum.
This week's Has It Aged Well is from a track that we were listening to over the weekend.
But we were listening to some... bad music over the weekend.
Well, I mean, we were getting hyped for a night out in Infernos in Clapham, so we were like, we just want some really
awful, like, rubbish pop, catchy music.
Really bad.
That's all we
music.
Wanted to listen to.
And so,
and I think this summarises it the best of
it's
that,
so bad.
That genre.
It's so, so bad, bad, but it's so good. It's so this good. Week's Has It Aged Well. It's from the legendary band 303.
303.
Remember them?
Who?
Exactly.
They are 911.
30H exclamation mark what? 3.
Okay. They're from way back. You might recognise the song. You might not recognise the band. But
fun fact about them: their name is because they're from Boulder, Colorado, and the area code for that is 303.
Oh, so we would be 020.
Yep.
020. Should we make a band called it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
An H2O Starstruck. Cover band.
Starstruck from 303 is this week's Has It Aged Well. Listen to it. Give it a listen and then vote on at Wandsworth Radio. Get your votes in and let us know. Does it still sound good? I'm actually a little bit scared to press the go button because I don't know if I want to do this to myself.
Mate, you can do it.
Yeah. Pre-drinks around mine. Just take it back. Take it back.
Get this, yourself in
this
the
is the vibe. I woke up to a Snapchat of me lay on the floor listening to this.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy! That was... we're having a right party in here, aren't we? That was Starstruck from Katy Perry and 303. And that was this week's Has It Aged Well. Do head over to our Twitter on at Wandsworth Radio to find out, have a little vote, and see if it still sounds good. Does it still strike you, or are you going to strike it off?
These puns.
Because it's Starstruck.
Fantastic.
You wouldn't believe that I don't write them the night before, do you? Just do
on the fly. Up with him on the spot.
What do you think? I know, that's why I'm a genius.
Genius.
Shall we eat some silly food?
Right, producer Rudd over here. Should we move the show on, Rob?
Well, no, I just thought I'd fill the silence.
Okay, let's try some foods, because we've got the news coming up in about 5 minutes. So we will... be getting on with some food items. Now, Daria, please explain what's going on.
Okay, we are going to be eating some, well, drinking some slippery elm food. It's unmalted and it's mixed with milk, in this case, soy milk, making a soothing drink and a tasty porridge. We're not doing the porridge bit because it gets thicker. For all the family, ideal for invalids, convalescents, and those with a delicate digestion of any age. It's American.
Digestion of any age.
A brief history. It's been around for well over 100 years. Okay. In a bark
trees have
of the...
been around for a while.
Trees are pretty old.
I'm pretty sure that this is about 500 years old, but never mind. Anyway, the inner bark of the slippery elm tree, Ulmus fulva, was used by Native American Indians. Early settlers in America quickly found out about its strengthening and nutritional properties from the Native Americans. They learnt how to make a gruel with it, which, being gentle on delicate stomachs, was ideal to sustain them during hardship and
famine.
Don't
describe it as a gruel. Like, that's gruel. Not advertising.
That's just very Oliver Twist.
George Washington even made it into a kind of porridge to feed.
if you guys push over, I am filming this, so if you want to get your reactions on the camera... Just scoot on over.
Let me move my microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if everyone over, comes around this side.
Are we going to do
this? This is great radio.
There we go, we're all in. So here we have a cup of slippery elm food, which is kind of... It's the inside of of elm bark mixed with soy milk.
It looks and smells quite appealing.
I don't know.
It just looks
smell.
Like... It reminds me a lot of... Do you remember in school when you used papier-mâché to make things?
Oh, yeah.
It looks a little bit like that and it smells a bit like it. Okay.
It smells a bit mushroomy. Right.
Are we ready?
Yeah,
are we ready? Give it a go. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's quite nice.
Really?
Are you kidding
me? Yeah,
that's
alright.
It tastes like liquid mushroom.
It's like...
Rob, okay, am I really the only one?
Rob,
no, I think it's horrible.
Rod, you're the only one.
When I was a child, I accidentally licked a newspaper. And it reminds me a bit of that. Do you want mine?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's kind of what I'd imagine wallpaper paste tastes like.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Rod loves the gruel.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of mushroom in it as well.
I do like mushrooms. Maybe that's it.
I think it's the fact that it looks like PVA glue makes it kind of taste like PVA glue.
Very gluey consistency.
It looks like coffee.
It looks like very, very milky milkshake.
I actually feel sick.
Don't be deterred by the inside of elm trees by these cynics.
Mm. It's very good for your stomach.
I don't feel like it. Tastes quite acidic. Right.
Doesn't taste acidic at all. No. Put your tongue away, Rob.
I don't like that. Hopefully we'll have more luck with the quinoa and nuts and things.
And the
little octopus. We do the nuts next.
It's like a palate cleanser.
Should we get some news headlines at 8:30? Hopefully the...
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Hopefully the glue hasn't settled in newsreader Nick's mouth and she can actually give us the news headlines. Do stay tuned as we've got 21 Pilots coming up and the brand new single from Calvin Harris, which features Young Thug, Pharrell and Ariana Grande as well. It's a full cast, so stay tuned for that. And of course we will be trying some more of Daria's great food inventions.
I didn't invent them.
No, you invented them to me. You just bought them in. Yeah, turn the cameras on.
Oh gosh,
doing some...
This is a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, I wish we had a producer, but we don't have the budget, unfortunately. Of zero. I need someone to focus my camera for me.
You need someone to stand on the desk
there
behind me.
There we go, we're all in.
Yeah.
Squeeze myself in a bit.
Oh, squeezing it in. Great.
There
radio.
We go.
Great
it's an intimate show tonight. That was Calvin Harris, Young Thug, Pharrell, and Ariana Grande. I'm still turning cameras on. There we go, we're filming now. And we are filming because we've got guests in the studio.
Yeah!
We've got Daria and Nick from Sunday Mornings who do this. Do you have a name for your show on Sunday?
Daybreak.
Yeah, Daybreak with Daria.
It's in the Twitter name.
It is, isn't it? You've got about 5 Twitter accounts, Daria. I can't keep up with them.
No, I have my personal one and I've got Classic, obviously. Classical Wandsworth. And then there's obviously Daybreak with Dee Dee.
Only 3, sorry.
Thank you.
Make sure you follow them all, guys. Come on, get on it. Keep your votes coming in for Has It Aged Well as well, Starstruck by 303 featuring Katy Perry. Remember, she's on that.
Ooh, this is it's doing very well.
Very well. So far, 83% of people are loving it still.
Oh,
horrific song.
It's not, it's great. It's great.
Google the lyrics. It's not that great. Right, let's try some food. What have we got next?
These are activated
peanuts. Hang on, we've
got
a call. We've got a fan call. Yeah.
Activated pili nuts, delicious and creamy pili nuts, high in vitamin E and magnesium. And
right.
These are grown in volcanic soil in the Philippines.
What is activated?
Well, I don't know. Activated means...
Like, why? How are nuts activated,
sprout,
Daria?
And dehydrate them to preserve all the vital enzymes.
Okay, so this is what it looks like. It looks pretty much just like...
A bit like
it's
an
like
almond.
A really big, souped up superhero almond.
Give that a look. There we go. Yeah.
Or like
really
a really
like
yellow toenail.
Oh, Rudd!
So far we've tried PVA glue and toenail. Okay, let's give this a go. So what is it called again? A pili nut?
Yes, it's activated.
P-I-L-I if you want to get some yourself.
Pili nut, let's do it.
Freaking up.
Not as crunchy as I expect.
Yeah, no, that's nice. It just tastes like a nut.
It's very similar to a cashew.
Ooh, it gets
it's very similar aftertaste
to it.
Very creamy.
Yeah, the aftertaste is definitely.
It's very nice.
I'm literally taking a handful.
I'm liking the fact that it's activated. It's
is your life force activated?
You can taste
now.
The activation on.
You can actually see an aura around Rob as his life force activates.
It's identical to a cashew.
Is it?
Very, very similar.
It's not as nice as a cashew.
Though. Not as nice.
No. It's creamier than a cashew.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's very creamy.
Maybe.
I was... when you said in the description it said creamy, I was wondering how a nut could be creamy. And now I've eaten it. And I know.
Got it.
It's
lovely. Creamy nuts.
Come on, do you just laugh at creamy nuts?
No. I didn't.
I haven't starred on the warheads yet.
So I didn't realise I was working with children!
Grow up.
Okay, what's next?
What, yeah, I need another one.
Yeah, come on, bring it on.
Hibiscus flowers.
Yes, these I'm very excited about the hibiscus.
So this is dry flower?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is actually a flower.
It's not.
Oh yeah, they do look like tiny octopus.
I thought, I didn't know you were kidding when you said tiny octopus.
Yeah, they look like tiny occupy.
They do.
Octopi, even.
It looks like sugar-coated octopus.
How's it? Is it sweet?
There you go. Well, you're going to have to try.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's got weird kind of... It
oh,
looks
no, I don't
like
want to take the big... Oh, no, it's two.
Break it in half.
It looks like it's got kind of tentacles
like little
on
animals,
it.
Animals, yeah.
They so, like for those listening at home, yeah, it looks literally like a mini octopus. It's like...
With tentacles.
Small and pink, and it looks like it's got little legs. But, it's a dried flower, isn't it?
Yes, it's the dried...
Is it coated in sugar?
Flower.
Is that what
it is,
that
it is?
It is
coated in sugar.
Okay, so it's got to be delicious if it's coated in sugar.
Yeah,
it does look like an alien, though. It looks like a little alien.
Well, you know what they say, the best food looks like aliens.
Yeah, so. Famous motto. Okay, let's do it.
Apparently
so. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite nice. It kind of tastes like strawberry laces.
Yeah.
Reminds me of strawberry laces.
It does taste artificial, but it's obviously completely natural.
It just tastes pretty similar to
I'd buy these.
The sweets.
These are nice.
Where, also, you know, you can get that sort of Australian licorice. That's
strawberry
flavour.
Yeah, licorice.
Where do you acquire dried hibiscus? Did you dry it yourself?
No, I didn't. I went across the river. I went out of Wandsworth to
Rob's choking on his octopus.
Choking on the octopi.
Have some water.
We have thank water. You. Oh, there's some slippery elm food if you want.
Don't
to
wash the octopus back with the PVA glue.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah,
that's
so there
delicious.
Is a market just across the river, and you can.
There's one more in this.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very
so
Moorish.
Ask the lady if I can have some.
I don't know why. It's like
kind of sherbet-y.
It's pretty good. Right. Nice. That was a success compared to the first round. We'll have a track. And then we'll be back with more food.
Oh, yeah.
We still got more?
We have got more. We've got burritos, warheads, and Rudd is going to be eating.
Rudd's
going to
try this.
Crickets!
These are dead insects, everyone.
Dead ones.
So Rudd's going to give them a go. Right, yep. Pal?
Of course. I have no dignity.
You can wash it back with PVA glue. Wandsworth Radio. Rob Wong live now for another 15 minutes with Rudd.
Hello.
And the Daybreak team from Sunday Mornings.
Oh, yes.
Are here to...
Bonjour.
Hello.
I mean, it's been a joy having you on.
It has.
So
you haven't stopped smiling, Rob.
Lots of lols.
We've had... Just full of lols. Yeah. Full of lols. So far we've had some slippery elm food and some dried hibiscus and some other random stuff.
Billy nuts.
Sit that
Billy
camera
nuts.
There. Get another angle.
Get another angle.
Right. We've got some more food items to go. What
yes.
have we got?
We've got... Well, I think we should finish the show with this, which is extreme sour warheads. And the special bit at the end, it says, may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children.
So, yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah, so we'll save those to the end. What are we going to try right now?
I think it's going to have to be the Pelitos. It is a chia and quinoa snack.
Can I... Okay, I'm going to kind of, you know, renounce my posh card. Mm. I don't know what quinoa is.
It's a Peruvian kind of grain.
I only protein. Found out what it was, like, not long ago.
Okay.
Being from outside of London, I didn't know what it was.
It's just the in thing.
Let's whack them open.
Okay, all right, it's all...
So these are vegetarian.
These are vegetarian. It's gluten-free, nut-free, low-fat, vegan, and soya-free.
So it's basically just soil.
The safest food. Yes.
Basically just, yeah.
You're being ambitious there by taking
chia
more than one.
And quinoa.
Yeah.
See, she's brave.
unlike me.
You're going to take one. Explorer.
Yeah, I'm going to take a single
explorer.
Twig.
Single one. They look like twiglets.
They do look very much like twiglets. Yeah.
Or actual twigs.
What do they smell like?
Okay.
They smell like
dog biscuits.
Yeah.
We said it at the same time. Let's do it. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Fine.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tastes like bran. Yeah.
Like cereal.
Yeah, no.
Bran flakes.
It just tastes like dry cereal.
Yeah,
I'd buy this.
Those are good. They could be a party food. Mm. They could be a snack.
Yeah, they're
like Bombay mix.
Very tricky soup.
Very thick.
At a very middle class dinner party, that could be.
Very much, but without the Marmite flavour.
What's next?
Oh, yeah, it is a bit Marmite.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's Rudd's turn.
Rudd, is it time to crack open the cricket?
Yeah, because we've had them, obviously. We don't.
Let me lower my dignity threshold. Let's get on with that.
What we've got here is a box of insects.
Oh, yeah.
It is mango, sweet mango crickets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I'm vegetarian, so sorry. You're on your own. oh my god, that's disgusting.
Hold on, there's a sellotape thing on this.
Let's just get a shot of that on the old camera. Here we go. Literally.
Yeah, you can see their faces. Their eyes are closed. But they're
trying not
to
look into their eyes.
They're tiny, their eyes are closed. The tiny ones are okay, it's the big ones that are really gross.
There you go, Red. Let's see how it goes.
Have you got some water ready for you?
Oh, believe
god,
in you.
They are. They're just bugs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're bugs.
Just whole corpses. Please look into the camera when you try this. I want to get this on film.
Oh, gosh. Try and get one when there's like a lot of them all together. Oh, you're going to have one on its own.
Got a good shot of that. One set. Let's look at its face. Let's get a shot of its face.
It's very environmentally friendly, so though.
Weird.
It's the food of the future.
Okay. You know what else is environmentally friendly? It's hummus. And yet you didn't win me any of that.
No, insects are more exciting.
Right, should we do this?
Yeah,
Do it.
No, it tastes fine. It's a texture. You can...
Did it not remind you of sugar puff?
No.
It's like sugar puff!
So you crunch it, and then you can kind of feel its insides.
Feel its insides coming out.
I mean, I'm going to have another one. Go on, that bug.
They are like pistachio nuts. Yeah. See,
I'm just going for it.
I'd vote for these. Well, I'm going to have some because I'm going to pass them on to Chris Pearson.
I'll pass them on to Chris from Friday Lark.
Protein.
Yeah,
mummy.
Okay. Have we got one more item?
The initial surprise of like feeling a bug's guts explode in my mouth was pretty unpleasant. But then I got over it immediately.
They're dried. They're not like gut. Oh my gosh. Right, there you go. Try one.
In fact, let's come back to this. We'll finish the show on this as the very last thing. We've been eating weird foods all day.
All show.
We've had a right mix. I filmed it, so I'll be putting a video up on YouTube as well soon. What have we got to end with?
Warheads.
They're a sweet which may affect infants.
Yeah. Well, there's a warning. It said, may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children.
They're very popular in Asia, and I'm surprised you haven't heard of them before.
So they're just... What are they? Oh, wow. Extreme sour watermelon
sour.
Right, let's give them a go.
Okay, let's go.
Ready?
Yeah. Hang on. Straight about the packet. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh,
this is the best sour tea I've ever eaten.
Am I the only one who likes them? I think they're great. I've got the lemon one. You're such a bunch of wimps, seriously.
Oh god, I might throw up out my eyes.
You guys have the best flavours. I've got the worst one.
I got lemon as well.
I really like it.
Run, hold me, brother.
I think I've just weeped
all right,
blood.
Mine's gone to sweet now. Oh, mine's sweet. There
that's horrible. I had to take it out of my mouth.
Oh, I like that. I like this.
I can't present a show with
it. It goes down off.
I'll finish this off.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, thank you for listening, everyone who tuned in. We will be back next week from 8 o'clock. And
his face.
Nicola and Dee Dee will be back at 7 o'clock
on Sunday.
Up next is Jack and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Jack and Will
and chilling. How's that going?
Starstruck by 303 has aged well, 83%.
Woo!
Well done to them. Thank you so much for listening, folks. We'll be back next Monday from 8. And yeah, have a really good week, Wandsworth. Avoid the warheads, because you will throw up out of your eyelids. It's not nice. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Drake. This is Passion Fruit. Oh my God, I'm just going to take all night to recover from that. Like, my heart rate has shot up.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for coming in, Daybreak team.
Yay! Thanks for having us.
Goodbye, Wandsworth.